been prosecuted for that.
No, because you have to actually prove, or you can easily prove that he was attacking you.
Well, he was very, very aggressive. More on that in a second.
Okay.
So we're sitting there. We go putt out. By the way, I rolled a beautiful 20-footer.
Side
birdie.
Note. Footnote.
Yeah. Totally not
noted.
Part of the story.
Noted.
Thank you.
Noted.
Duly.
Thank you.
Duly.
Yes, duly noted.
So we go back over, and we're like, well, where'd the snake go? I'm like, oh, my gosh. It crawled underneath our cart. And we're like, so then I get down the ground. I'm looking for the – can't see the snake. I'm like, uh-oh.
You gotta be
kidding. It's crawled up inside our cart. Yeah.
I'd be freaking out.
I played golf a long time. I've ridden in many golf carts. I've never had this happen before. So we start tripping a little bit. So we're like, I'm like,
you're tripping.
Yeah, my boy Haney's like, I ain't getting on that cart, and I'm like, I ain't getting in that cart. And the thing is, it could theoretically climb underneath and go up in the. There's a hole where the gas pedal is.
Oh,
it could theoretically climb up and get all over. Kevin was driving, so I didn't care that much. But I was like, I'm not getting on that cart.
I got you back, Haney.
I'm not getting on that cart, bro. So Gary Adams, who is more senior than us and more intelligent than us,
certainly
does the crazy thing. He jumps on the cart and starts driving around in circles to try to get the snake out. Snake won't come out.
Mother of pearl.
Stingy snake will not come out of the cart. So finally, after like, I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, should we call the clubhouse, get him to bring us a new cart? Because I ain't driving this cart. I'm not getting in this cart. I won't get in it.
Just
I won't
leave
do
it. Leave it.
Yeah.
I'd leave it.
I'm
I'd
like,
leave.
Are we going to walk the last four holes?
Yeah,
what are we
I would.
Do? So we pick up the seat. And there
the
it
batteries?
Is. It's curled up on like the tailpipe back there, staying warm. So I got my putter and I hit the snake and he jumped off and slithered away, and we rode off and finished around. But I've never had this happen before. It was bizarre.
That is.
I'll tweet out a picture here in a
second. A caller wanted to correct. It's not illegal to kill snakes. It's illegal to hunt snakes. So if you find a snake like that, you can kill it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wasn't hunting the snake. The snake was hunting me.
It was self-defense.
Meanwhile. In other news, San Francisco 49ers linebacker Patrick Willis took to Facebook to let the world know that intruders are not welcome in his home. He posted a set of photos which showed a snake who tried to get into his home, and it also showed the gun, a pellet gun of some sort, which Patrick used to kill the reptile. See, if I'm an NFL linebacker and I have a snake that intrudes on my property, I may kill it with a pellet gun, but my Facebook photos are going to show me strangling the life out of a snake, because that adds to your crazy factor.
The illusion.
You want people to think you're a nut job if you're an NFL linebacker. Patrick Willis clearly is not a nut job, and he clearly doesn't want people to think so. But there's a picture of him shooting the snake.
I don't know. Have you
head.
Ever seen him play? He's a nut job on the field.
Well,
he's
plays,
a tackling machine.
Oh, he's amazing. He's a great player. There's
oh, wow. That's a big one.
It is a big snake.
That looks like a rattlesnake or something.
My boy Brad says it's destiny. I need to walk and lose weight. Ha ha.
Oh, man. He just pointed that pellet gun right up on him, too. Man. Did he tweet this out? Facebook it? So
yes,
Facebooked. If you're a follower or a fan of Patrick Willis's Facebook page, you can go see this.
I have a few more entertainment items.
Never
we'll
a dull moment. An intruder in my house. Welcome to the hills. Got him.
You know what? That may
end
just
quote.
Be that may be his way of saying, look, if you're thinking about breaking in my house or swatting me or anything
pellet
else.
Gun you up.
Yeah. Patrick Willis. Now that's look, I'm intimidated. Have you seen the commercial? I think it was a credit card commercial where
yes.
The guy, he's like, you didn't pick me as your fan experience. And the guy tries to get by him. It's a good commercial.
It was great.
Very likable dude. As old Miss grad goes, grads go, he's all right by me.
Hot
I like
toddy.
Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a timeout. We'll be back, and I've got a few other things here we'll get to. Also, an SEC quarterback, which I'm sure this was discussed yesterday on Overtime, because anything even slightly golf-related. I'm sure my snake story will be recounted today on Overtime, because anything close to golf.
They'll give a play-by-play.
Is also talked about. But I'll tweet out the picture in the break of the snake that almost got us yesterday. And only Gary Adams was brave enough to take head on. Just saying. Coach Evans, he didn't say anything. He's just like, I didn't get on this thing. I'm better than that. Coach David Basil. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Can I know?